On their way, here to slay, but they need some help. They need some help.
Hi guys, welcome back to Emmy's a Bitch, the only podcast where you can see me and not Emmy. So yeah, I'm alone here this week. I have Pizza Hut. Thank you, Pizza Hut. We love you. I love you. And, you know, everyone is saying, like, ugh, like, fuck Ian, like, honey mustard this, honey mustard that. But honestly, the thing about that is I don't really care. This is me having, like, a humble moment. Because most influencers, and I am an influencer on a large scale, and, like, a lot of people care about me. So I'm just here eating my Pizza Hut alone.
Fuck you, bitch!
What the fuck? What the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of here!
Listen!
I just almost spit up my Pizza Hut.
Welcome back to Emmy and Need Help. It was all a lie!
Yeah, we need to work on our acting.
I really just kind of didn't let you even move.
You know, it's fine. The audio viewers probably love that.
Audio viewer?
I have something you will never have.
I can just go to the store and get it. I'll never have that one.
You're on the list now.
On the Chick-fil-A honey mustard.
No, you're on
list.
The fucking don't give this little boy honey mustard list. I got you banned from every single restaurant.
Actually, they have a list for that?
Yeah, I can't breathe. If you put Burt's Bees under your eyelids, you get high. I swear.
Wait, can I try?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get fucked up. Welcome back. Today we're trying high hats.
High?
Is this gonna get me high?
I think I read it on the internet. Can you look it up?
No.
Does Burt's Bees chapstick under your eyes make you high?
I don't think that's real.
I can't breathe. Do you have an inhaler?
Yeah.
Forgot to pack my inhaler.
I don't know where my bag is. Emmy's having an asthma attack.
It says, teens are using Burt's Bees beeswax lip balm on their eyelids in an effort to get high. Those who have taken part in Beezin say the peppermint oil causes a tingling and burning sensation, which creates a sensation of being drunk or high.
Do it now!
That's not fucking real.
I think you have to put it on your eyelid.
Like this?
Like on top.
Okay. Yeah. Emmy, I'm doing it.
Are you?
Yeah. I actually am.
Ian, where'd you get high as fuck?
I'm gonna be the highest girl at the party. It's on my eyelids.
It might burn your eyes.
That's fine.
Whoa.
Are you tripping? It's my fucking costume. Should I put it on my eyelids?
Yeah.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I actually did.
What if I have an allergic reaction? I think we should put it under, too. It's sticky. I feel so replenished.
I feel brand new.
We got Pizza Hut, we got breadsticks, chicken.
Thank you, Pizza
Hut.
Oh my god, my eyes are
like...
Are
you high as fuck?
Yeah.
Sorry, Pizza Hut.
I feel drunk. Oh my gosh.
I'm so drunk.
Whoa.
I wanna... today...
Did you actually do it?
Yeah. Did you not?
No, I did. I put so much, though.
Okay.
I don't think you put enough. You have to put more.
What if we placebo affect ourselves?
Well, I don't
you
actually
did, you did
high.
One. I asked if you did one sweat.
No, I kept going.
How many sweats?
I actually did. Adam can tell you. I actually did. I actually
he
did.
He rubbed it all over his eyes.
Nobody said to do that.
I mean, keep going.
Breadstick or high?
High.
Hold on.
Guys, today we're trying high hacks. Up next,
can we
we're
title
gonna
this podcast, Emmy and Ian are high as fuck?
Yeah, our next podcast, we're going to try to put breadsticks in our ass to see if it gets us high. That's what I heard.
What if all three of us have an allergic reaction in our eyes?
High.
All of us going to the hospital, they're like, what's wrong? We're like, we're just high as fuck.
Bees on our eyelids. This is...
Do you feel it?
Like, tingling?
Yeah.
Because it's medicated.
Oh my god, Jenna! Don't get a second... Jenna's going to get a secondhand high. Jenna's about to be high as fuck.
What?
If you guys all start feeling high, I don't know if you can get secondhand high from this. One time I was on the news for doing the Kylie Jenner lip challenge, and I had to hide it from my mom. I was so scared.
Wait, explain.
I just did the Kylie Jenner lip challenge. My friend Jamie was on the news too for it. And I was like, I was trying so hard. I don't know why, they didn't fucking ask me. That's like not consent, I don't think.
If you're gonna put that stuff out on the internet, you should expect it to go wherever. The internet is un...
Yeah, the internet's forever. Do you ever think about that? What if I tried to apply for a job as, like, a teacher in, like, 5 years? Like, what if I have a breakdown and decide, like...
All we see is God's fall forever.
What?
Dear Evan Hansen.
That's copyright, I mean...
Do you guys sound like Wim Pop?
Yeah. You...
You say it was for dinner.
Oh, really? I mean... Oh, nice.
I ate my dinner.
That should be a Dr. ad. Dr. If you want to save stuff for dinner, go get lip filler from Dr. Dr. Hunty Boots did Emmy's lips. Yes! I went to Dr. Hunty Boots once.
I don't feel high yet.
I don't feel high either. My eyes are just tingling. Adam?
Tingling AF. Why is that the most tingling ever? I actually hate it.
Adam, why did you say tingling AF? My head kind of hurts, but I think I just have a headache.
And the making of water. It's really, it's just tingly. It's not
bad. I didn't get any sleep last night, and then I woke up, and then I slept through everything, and then I woke up, and everyone was like, oh my god, Ian, where are you? And then I got really stressed.
I had to call two of Ian's housemates.
And then I vomited in my hands, and then I showered, and then I cried, and I got an Uber. And now we're here. So how have you been, Emmy?
I've been pretty youthful, honestly. Give me my simple dimple.
Youthful?
Yeah, I'm just youthful because I'm so youthful and young. Just like drinking. As we, like, discussed last time, I'm like, I just woke up feeling 13 and youthful, and I went to the gym, and then I, like, went to a meeting, like, because I'm so productive and youthful, and then I was just, like, doing 13-year-old stuff.
Uh-huh.
What were you fucking doing? Sleeping till 4, like a 70-year-old man?
No, because when I was 13, I was sleeping till 3 p.m. too.
Well, that's because you've always been old as fuck.
But I also was on. Did you used to smoke Smarties when you were in school?
Nope.
You'd, like, crush them up and, like, inhale them? Oh, my gosh. I actually thought everyone was going to be like, damn, we all had the same childhood, didn't we? That was so embarrassing. You didn't smoke Smarties? Did you snort the pixie stick or did you watch someone snort a pixie stick?
Neither. You got the longest eyebrow hair sticking down.
Sorry. I go to Dunkin' Donuts like this, Emmy. Sorry that I didn't let LA change me.
I go to Dunkin' dressed like this.
I go to Dunkin' literally dressed like this.
Alright.
What was I gonna say?
You didn't wear a fucking costume.
Oh, drink. My costume was...
Your costume.
My costume was...
Your costume's Freddie Mercury would have loved you.
With a what?
Your costume's Freddie Mercury would have loved you.
Freddie Mercury would have loved me, because look at my pants.
Because they're cheetah.
Me and Emmy were talking about this. People on TikTok will dress gay, and the comments are like, Freddie Mercury would have been obsessed.
I don't think dress gay is the correct term. People will dress very extravagant, and then the predicted comments are, Freddie Mercury would have loved you. Freddie Mercury probably would have fucking hated a lot of us, actually. Freddie Mercury probably wants nothing to, like, he's dead for sure, but, like, he probably wanted fucking absolutely nothing to do with most of us. But it's, like, my favorite thing, because it's pretty predictable when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's, like, I don't know, it's, like, put some glitter on your tits, and then Freddie Mercury would love you. Like, Freddie Mercury would probably hate me. He'd be, like, stop dressing up as me for Halloween, you're fucking weird. And I would say, I'm sorry. I don't know.
So fucking down to earth right now. I'm chewing the fuck out of this crust. It's really good. Thank you, Pizza Hut, for the pizza. We bought it, but
we bought it, but thank you, Pizza Hut.
Well, we didn't buy it, Jordan did.
We love Pizza Hut. No, we bought it.
Oh. Yeah, and Jordan, we're gonna need to invoice you later.
Love Pizza Hut. We do. Oh, we love Pizza Hut. How about you? Sing it. We love Pizza Hut. We do.
Have you ever been in the car when someone tries to do harmonies? Like, why the fuck are you doing a harmony on this road trip, girl? Like, we are 4 hours in. I don't need to hear you harmonizing the Taylor Swift.
Why are you pointing at Jenna? I do.
Jenna.
I do harmonize. But I also can't sing, so it's okay.
So is it like, are you harmonizing because you can't sing? Because that's fine.
No, I'm harmonizing. That's what Kirsten does. She harmonizes on accident because she's tone deaf. She is. She told me.
She has like three notes that are like, damn, you can harmonize. But then the rest is just like, oh, that's she's a good, trying that's me. To sing it.
Yeah. She'll do it. I'll be like, what the fuck? And she'll be like, I don't know. I can't hear.
Like, is she deaf?
No, she just tone deaf.
I have perfect pitch since I was born. Fun fact.
Charlie Puth, once
shut
in a while...
Shut the fuck up, Charlie Puth. I don't know why we're getting into this.
I didn't say that. Charlie Puth, if you wanted to invite me over for lunch, I would come.
You told Charlie Puth you didn't like him to his
Ian's
face.
Ian's words are not mine.
I mean, you said I fucking hate Charlie Puth to him on FaceTime.
I was set up. I was set up.
That still happened.
That's still very much.
I go to Dunkin' like this.
I don't like Charlie Puth because he was pretending that he was like all subtle, finding a light switch, making a song. No, you fucking did it, Charlie Puth.
Why the fuck did you make fun of Lynn Lapid?
I didn't make fun. Who is that?
The girl where you're like, does this clearly stay? No, okay. Like, shut the fuck up and leave Lynn alone.
Okay, I don't have anything against her.
I'm team Lynn.
My thing with, her song is good. But yeah. It's just, my thing is, if you're gonna lie on the
so
internet.
So when I start doing that shit, you better support me.
No, I'll literally.
I'm gonna lie on the, we were gonna lie on the internet!
No.
We lied on the internet last the episode.
Thing. You are here's a hypocrite. The thing. If you're gonna lie to the internet, it has to be super believable or not believable at all. Like, have you seen those videos? Did you see that video of those people that, like, make weird fetishy type videos? And it's like, this girl at Starbucks is just a creepy man. And she, like, throws the cup and they start, like, handcuffing this guy's, like, ankle to the table. Do you know what I'm talking about? Or the girls were, like, they'll wash their hair in, like, a toilet bowl. Or they'll be, like,
Pretty, I was gonna say, what the
are
fuck
you kidding?
Are you watching?
Someone's gonna know what I'm talking about. But anyway.
It's really awkward that you thought everyone's going to parties.
If you're gonna lie on the internet, it has to either be terrible or really good. I also just don't like when people lie on the internet and think they're, like, so clever about it. Does that make sense? Because I lie on the internet, but I'm like, this is stupid.
Basically, Lynn.
I don't have anything against her, though. But Charlie Puth, I do have a personal vendetta against Charlie Puth. Just because, like, not everyone wants to fuck you, girl.
Yeah.
Like, why is your tongue out? Like, why are you, like, Adam, our friend off camera is giving us a look.
Adam's making little faces. Charlie Puth, if you want to get lunch, I would. I'm sorry I said I hate you. I don't hate you, but you're a liar. Yeah, but don't fucking lie. Charlie Puth should be in the new Les Mis. They're making a second one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Charlie Puth's playing Hugh Jackman.
So it's not the characters. It's not the characters of Les Mis. It's just people playing the celebrities that
no,
were in
Hugh
Les
Jackman
Mis.
Was in the war.
I mean,
no,
now what time period was Les Mis?
2004.
What? Yeah. Like, what war?
It was all about a war!
What war?
The Revolution.
Was it based off of, what was the Revolution, though?
The Fire
Festival.
Festival War. French Revolutionary War. Do you hear the people sing?
I don't know.
Singing
I mean, that's
the
copyrighted
songs
too.
Of angry men.
I don't understand how copyright works.
It is the music of the people who will not be slaves again when the beating of your heart.
No, wait. Well, how does copyright work? Because, like, we're not allowed to sing that, but we are.
You think they're going to think I'm Hugh Jackman singing copyrighted?
Larry, they thought he was Ariana Grande singing Seven Rings.
Larry sounds like Ari.
Yeah. Larry twisted my nipple once and made me take a shot of tequila. It was really weird. He came up to me at a party. He went, and he said, take it. I said, I don't want a shot. He said, well, you're going to take the shot. And I said, okay, Larry, I'll take the
one
shot.
One time I saran wrapped my head in Larry's Sorry. Stop. Anyways, I saran wrapped my head in... Stop! I'm laughing. Sorry. Okay, I'm done. I saran wrapped my head together with Johnny's in Larry's closet, and then we were so drunk. And then Rayvon opened the door, and I've never seen such a look.
Yeah, this was a look. Yeah. We're kind of just having train of thoughts today. One time I didn't know what to do because Addison.
Train!
Emmy. One time I didn't know what to do because Addison Rae bought me a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and it's like, do you Venmo Addison Rae? Like,
oh my
do you Venmo
fuck.
Addison Rae for a chicken sandwich?
Yeah, you Venmo anyone that buys you anything, but also...
Yeah, but, like, it's Addison Rae, and, like, she was, like, in the front seat of her car, and I was like, what do I do? Am I, like, is your Venmo just Addison Rae? Like, what am I supposed to do?
She, like went and picked up we were with Caitlin, and she went and picked up, like, Chick-fil-A, like Addison did, and then she came back. I forgot, because I was, like... drunk.
Yeah, that was
so weird. Drunk.
Yeah.
I literally, like, I saw the pink Tesla and my brain was like, that's
it's
someone.
Slay.
No, I didn't
I knew
think
it was
it
Addison.
Was, I didn't think it was Addison. I thought it was someone else. I started sprinting towards the car and then Caitlin's just like, get in here. And I was like, oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, that's when I lost you. That was a night. That was interesting. Yeah, I lost you. And then, well, because I vomited in a bush and then turned around and it was Addison. I was like, hey girl. And then we talked for a while and she was actually so nice. And then I was with Caitlin, and then she was like, oh yeah, like I'm ordering, or I'm going to go pick up food, do you want anything? And I was like, a chicken sandwich, like I'm going to die. And then I lost you for like an hour, and then I found you in the Tesla, and then, yeah.
The house that we used to film at,
oh.
I still have their TV remote, we stole the TV remote.
Yeah, the house that we used to, we hit a
to
couple of
to be fair, just know that it did not end with anything that we did, other people are bad. So we stole their fucking TV remote, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I went to, like, something that was at their house, and the amount of things I stole from that mansion is, like, actual insanity. Like, actually, like, genuinely, like, psychotic behavior. Like, actually, like, psych ward, like,
yeah,
like
kinda...
grippy socks behavior. Like, the fact that, like, that was, like, my wake-up call to, like, I shouldn't black out every time I drink.
Costume exit bib.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I literally stole maybe the most amount of things I've ever stolen. Like, I, like, could barely fit it in my bag. Like, our friend drove there, and I just kept going back and forth. I stole hair gels, a hand sanitizer, soap, an ashtray. I stole TV remotes, a hat, 10 brand new puff bars from a closet, more remotes, and then I took, it was, I don't even,
girl, you know,
a candle. It was a lot of things. Hair gel, aloe vera. That one was useful.
This was Ian, not me, not my actions. We did go to Zarbra's Airbnb, and we both separately... Sorry, Zarbra. We both separately... Well,
was it? No, it wasn't. It was someone else's.
Okay, we went to some, like... Oh, it was the white kid who was at the protest during Black Lives Matter, and he had somebody, like, professionally... Or no, not that. He did the TikTok where he was, like... At the protest. Like, so appropriate. Anyways. It was that kid's Airbnb, and we separately both stole an LED light remote. And yeah. Then we saw each other, and we both pulled it out. We were like, ha ha, what are they going to do without it? Sorry, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, we're so evil. And we're so fucking... That's so annoying, because, like, when are we ever going to, like, host anything? For yeah, anyone to, like, do that to us.
Y'all can come to my fucking studio. Too many people have done things to my apartment.
Yeah, but I don't, like, intentionally fuck it up.
No, not you.
Oh.
One time...
I love pizza.
I love Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut. The pizza is good here.
The pizza. So no stop throws... by Pizza Hut.
I thought they said no one throws away a sandwich party.
No one throws a sandwich party. That's a lie.
My birthday party was sandwich themed.
Really?
You were there.
No one. I mean. So what the fuck are you saying?
I have to tell you about my business.
No one does pizza like the Hut. Is that their phrase? Look at the camera. No one does pizza like the Hut. Please give us money. I want to be evicted.
We should be on a Pizza Hut commercial.
Yeah.
Tell me if you'd buy this.
Wait, let's... Okay, you do your best Pizza Hut commercial, and then I'll do my best. Okay, go.
Did you rip fucking ass?
No, I didn't. I was having Wendy fart last night, though. Keep going.
Ian texted me and said, my... He said, I guess I'm farting. It smells like Wendy's bag.
It smelled like a fresh bag. Like, you open up the Wendy's. It was bad. Keep going.
Oh, Mom, I'm so hungry. Oh, Mom, I'm so hungry.
Lenny wants a dinner.
Oh, I wish we had pizza. Oh, I can get that for you.
Really?
Yeah, I can get that for you.
The fact that everyone is just on their phone. Like, so just like.
Now introducing Pizza Hut.
I think. Yeah.
I don't fucking know. What is that commercial? We can do it.
My turn.
It's like Taylor Swift running to Jumpman on the treadmill, but it's us sitting talking about pizza.
That was a fucking serving on a boot swig. Okay, it's my turn. Move. It's my moment.
I'm sorry. There's gonna be comments about that.
I'm gonna make it sexual.
Want me to, like, make this one cool?
Yeah, I'll look into this one.
Oh, hey there. I didn't see you. I was just in my little hut. I love Pizza Hut. And they have a brand new cheese sauce.
It's so good forever.
The brand new cheese sauce.
The brand new cheese sauce is so good forever. For the perfect exchanges. Funerals. Railroads.
You say perfect exchanges?
Yeah.
It's good for funerals. Railroads. Hitchhiking.
This is good.
Everything you ever dreamed of.
We love Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. No one does a pizza like the Hut.
Stop, that's fucking Arby's, I mean.
Oh.
No one does a pizza like the Hut.
Because who throws a sandwich party? We should have a Pizza Hut white underwear contest.
I'm gonna start wearing Mormon underwear.
What is that?
Mormon have to wear special underwear.
What kind?
Adam knows.
It's like,
today Adam goes, Emmy, do you have any extra underwear?
Are you kidding?
I'm so serious. So like, in my head I was like processing.
One of these days I'm just gonna
she
put
was
on a thong.
About it too.
I know, I was like,
I'll let you borrow my jock strap.
Yeah.
Also, people think that me and Emmy have an OnlyFans.
We do. Do I look like Jimmy Fallon laughing? Wait, hold on.
The audio users are gonna laugh.
Why?
Girl, no, yeah, you do actually.
Who was I with when I said that he looked like he was doing the Brie laugh?
Me, last night. Literally last night.
Interesting to me. I didn't know. I didn't even know.
But yeah, me and Emmy have an OnlyFans. What if we actually had an OnlyFans?
We do.
Sometimes I think about this. No, I don't want to say sometimes I think about this.
We
I
have an OnlyFans and Adam shoots our content.
Exactly. What would happen if we had to do something naked?
I wouldn't.
We have.
No, like, what would happen?
My single cover, I'm going to be butt naked.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That would slay.
Maybe I'll have a song coming out soon.
Yeah, get ready, guys.
Maybe the cover's going to be my bare booty cheeks.
You'll just have to wait and see.
But actually, booty cheeks.
I think that the thing is, like, obviously we would never be naked around each other, but then, like, imagine having to be naked and then, like, making eye contact, like, while you're naked. Or, like...
If I ever had to be on Naked and Afraid, I would... No.
I want to be on Naked and Afraid to have my saggy ass just out in the woods with tick bites all over it.
Of having to be naked anywhere in front of anyone, I would rather die. If I had to be on Naked and Afraid, what's it called when you have assisted suicide?
Assisted suicide?
Yeah.
Euthanasia?
What were we talking about when you said that?
I don't know. But yeah, if you ever had to be naked in front of anyone.
Euthanasia, it is the option.
I used to be so afraid of, like, when I was younger, the thought of sex was always so scary to me, because I'm like, you're gonna have to, like, make eye contact with the person, like, that's so awkward.
One time I had to pee in front of my mom at the doctor into a cup.
You should tell that.
Oh, I had to pee in front of my mom. Well, I didn't even have to pee in front of my mom. My mom's just fucking nosy. I was, like, 11, had a UTI, probably from a different water park. But I literally was like, damn, this burns. So I was like, I have to go to the doctor. And they're like, pee in a cup, girl. And like an hour, I had to wait like an hour. Then I'm like, I'm going to go pee in the cup. And I was like, I'm coming. And I was like, no, you're not. Like, I'm going to pee in the cup. And she's like, no, I'm coming in there. I was like, you're not coming in here. I'm peeing in the cup. And she insisted. And she came in. I said, don't turn around or I'm going to drop the cup. What did this bitch do? Turns the fuck around. I dropped the whole cup of piss in the toilet, and then everyone yelled at me. The doctor was mad at me. They made me chug water, and then she's like, guess just sit here until you get to pee again. And then you would think, because that happened, my mom wouldn't try to come in the second time. What did she do?
Came in the second time.
Yeah, and what did I have?
Pee.
A UTI.
Is that when you got kicked out?
Oh, no, it's another time. I have a throat problem, and I never got fixed because of this. But I, like, imagine how having this fucking annoying ass voice. I, like, shut the fuck up. But anyways, Pennywise. I literally, damn, bitch, I don't sound like myself.
Stop, I hate doing that. I'm still high as fuck. I just wiped it off.
I can't breathe. Do you have your inhaler? Never gave me it.
I don't know where it is. I don't know where my bag is.
Oh, it's over there. Oh, yeah. So, thank you.
Pizza.
I had to go to doctors, and like they were putting cameras down my throat, blah blah blah, like it didn't feel good. Then this I think I went to two doctors this day, and I had to go to a third one. And then we get there, and I had severe social anxiety, like when I was a teenager, like horribly. And like if somebody asked me to do something or say something, I couldn't, like I couldn't even if I was being yelled at. So I'm in this doctor, and he was just explaining.
What? Just said I'm in this doctor, that's all.
Ew, I'm at the doctor's office. And it's like the Cleveland Clinic, so it's like a good doctor, okay? And like, he was just trying to explain to me what's wrong with my throat, blah, blah, blah. And I don't remember why, but he asked me to yell, and I couldn't because he asked me to. So like, I couldn't. Like, that was my brain. It was like, he asked you to? No, girl, you're gonna die. So I was sitting there, I was sweating, I was about to cry. I was like, I can't, I'm sorry. And what does my fucking mom do? She's like sitting there next to me. She's like, just do it, Emmy. I was like, no, I can't. She looks at me and goes like this. Ah! And screams. And what? I have an air bubble. Screams in the doctor's office. I start cracking up, like crying. And then my mom starts like wheezing and crying and cracking up. And like when one of us starts laughing, we both do and it doesn't stop. So like we're sitting there basically like our faces are wet from crying, laughing. And like we're like wheezing. And like the doctor's not even smiling. Like he did not find it funny at all. And then he did ask us to leave and find a new doctor. So basically my throat problem never got fixed ever. And I've never been able to take a full breath. I don't know what that feels like.
So you got kicked out of your doctor.
Yes.
How does that even happen?
Your mom screams and you both laugh. So.
I guess so.
When I had to get surgery on my ankle, I just remember the guy being like, yeah, you gotta get surgery. You have a nice foot arch. He was complimenting my feet.
And then he licked it.
He just said I had a really nice foot arch.
That's you're jealous. Fucking, no, I'm not. I have a nice foot arch.
I broke my arm snowboarding and my mom made me drive home. As she said, I told you not to sign up. I said, I'm sorry.
What was I about to say? Oh, I woke up during surgery once. That was scary. Actually, fully not lying, like, woke up during surgery.
No. What surgery?
For my knee. I had an extra bone on my body.
Bridget does too!
I got it removed because it was a hook. Okay. And if I, like, I was younger and it was, hang like, hooked. That's not funny.
I'm not laughing. So, that's actually awkward for you, because you probably feel real stupid.
No, I don't, but that was really mean. Sarah Vasquez didn't have a field day.
Sarah Vasquez thought we were actually fighting, and texted, Sarah Vasquez taking Ian's side.
Sarah Vasquez everyone takes the gay man's side. She's team Yas Hunty Boots.
No, she thought we, like, I thought it was pretty clear that the honey mustard and me calling Ian flaky as fuck wasn't real. But Sarah, yeah. You could tell it.
So I'm just, like, chilling. And wait, should I just pull up the text? I don't think she'd care, right?
My eyes are stuck.
So, oh my God, so crazy. What the fuck is this? I'm just like so rich and famous, popular. Like I have so many fucking text messages. Let me look.
My eyes are stuck on the chicken wing.
Okay, so I got a text from Miss Baska, who I love, by the way. I've met her twice, and each time we both trauma dump.
Sarah, last we
time
love
it was
you.
Too far. We love you, Sarah. Literally, last time I saw her was Tara Yummy's birthday. It was the second time I'd ever seen her. And we were in the backseat of an Uber, like, talking about, like, trauma from when we were, like, literally 12 years old. And then the Uber just got quiet. And then everyone just looked at us and was like, are you guys okay? And it was really awkward. Anyways, I got a text from Miss Baska saying, hi, OMFG. I just watched the last podcast with you in it. How are you feeling? Like, are you okay? And I thought because I was, like, talking about, like, being really depressed in the podcast, I thought that she just meant that. And I was like, honestly, I've been so much better since the episode. Just, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, thinking that she's, like, reaching out because I'm, like, mentally ill. So I'm like, this is so sweet. Like, someone's, like, actually, like reaching out to me. Like, so happy. And then she started bringing up the podcast. And she was like, oh my gosh, like, you were such a professional, like, I'm so proud of you for, like, stepping away from it and, like, leaving the space, like, to take time for yourself and heal. And she was like, also, like, I deadass belly laughed. I was just her talking about, like, things that I said that were funny. I was like, thanks. And then I was like, oh, wait, like, that was planned. And then she started freaking out and she was like, fuck you, bitch. Like, I felt so bad for you. And she was team me.
Yeah.
She was team Slay.
I do crave Sarah Vasquez validation, so it did hurt me a bit.
I craved it, and I got it.
Whatever, bitch. Also, like, I'm just, like, a really bad actor, horrible, but apparently not, because somebody else thought I was actually fighting him, and I'm pretty good at playing
the part. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Part.
Have we talked about anything, like, besides just sentences?
I don't know a single thing we said, but I do want to talk about Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, yeah, how is that?
I literally, like, I saw that musical when I was, like, 17, I think, 18 maybe. I, like, oh my fucking God, waterboarded myself from crying. And I was like, I can't.
That's, like, an occurrence with you. Especially now that you have to wear, like, masks in theaters. It's, like, actually, like, a liability. Like, I mean, like, her mask is, like, actually, like, wet, like, soaking wet.
I'm an emotional girl.
No, because when we saw that Disney movie, we were, like, snot crying.
Raya and the Last Dragon is sad as fuck.
That one was good.
Basically, when I saw it on, like, the musical version, like, in real life, I, like, sobbed my eyes out, and I was with my friend, and she was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I'm sorry, like, don't pay attention to me. And then I saw the movie, and I, like, knew in my head, I was like, I can't do this. Because also, Ben Platt's voice in general makes me sob my eyes out, like, a 7-year-old. I love his voice,
but he looks crazy, girl.
Leave him alone!
He looks crazy.
His voice is so...
Have you seen the thing where it looks like he's puffing up in the woods? There's, like, a clip from the... Well, you saw the movie. But there's a part where, like, the CGI gets fucked up and his cheeks just get huge. Like, he looks like he's having an allergic reaction. They literally CGI'd his face to make him look younger. Like, they use, like, editing. Like, that's, like, some of the parts when he, like, looks fucking too old, they literally edit it.
This is new information to me. Yeah. I, like, went to the movie. I was like, I need to bring a box of tissues because I know myself. I forgot the tissues. And then, like, it was, like, a premiere, okay? So, like, we get there, whatever. I, like, chugged down my... I got, like, I hate popcorn, butter popcorn. I hate it. But, like, I was like, I need to distract my brain from, like, watching this. So I ate a whole tub of popcorn before the movie even started. And my stomach hurt. And then I, like, didn't have tissues. And it starts, and he starts off with waving through a window, which, obviously, that makes me sob. So I'm sitting there sobbing. And then, like... Maybe 20 minutes in the movie, I'm uncontrollably crying. Like, it's, like, disgusting. My nose holes feel like there's concrete poured into them. Like, I can't breathe. Whatever. I, like, get up and go steal toilet paper from the bathroom. And then...
You had to get up during the movie? Yeah, I had during to... the first song?
No, like, 20 minutes in. I had to steal toilet paper. When he sang For Forever. It was just cute. So, actually, maybe 10 minutes in. Anyways, I was crying, stole toilet paper... Then we, like, get to the certain part of the movie where, like, Yeah, I'm not gonna spoil. Whatever. We get to a certain part of the movie, maybe an hour in, and I actually don't think I've ever cried that hard in my life, and it was, like, I couldn't control
harder
it.
Harder than Fault in Our Stars.
Holy fucking shit, Ian. I couldn't control myself, and even if I wanted to stop, I couldn't. And, like, at one point, I was, like, crying like that, and then I was, like, fuck, I'm so loud. And then I was trying to...
Did you start saying fuck?
No, I was trying to stop myself, and it just kept going, and, like, I couldn't stop, so I started cracking up and wheezing, so I have, like, water pouring down my face, my shirt's kind of wet, I'm, like, cracking up, but also crying at the same time, and, like, while this is happening, somebody cool is in front of me, and then fucking Gustavo from Big Time Rush is behind me, and the guy from The Greatest Showman, and I'm, like, I'm being fucking disruptive, I have to stop. I'm sitting there, like, lowered in my shirt, going, like that, like, trying to stop, I couldn't stop, and then, like, it didn't stop for the rest of the movie, honestly. Like, I kind of just kept going, and I apologize to anyone who's around me. I can't control my emotions. But then after, the cool person in front of me is like, you're so funny. And in my head, I'm like, bitch, I was crying. But she was really nice. And she was also crying.
She was laughing at you, girl.
Yeah, I know. Not with you. And I didn't think she was. And then Gustavo was like, you good? And I was like... Mm-hmm. And then I said, wait, my bestie's boyfriend loves you. Can I get a pic?
Girl! Why didn't you just say, I love you? Why did you have to say my bestie's boyfriend?
Because he also does.
You could have lied about anything, though.
Yeah, but you just, like, texted me that, so I was like, I'm going to do this. Oh, that's and then cute. I sent it to him.
He said, I'm going to do this for him.
Yeah, I sent it to him. I said, look,
this isn't for me. Oh, my God, Ava Mack just posted a new photo.
What's your problem?
When we, like, drag you about Ava Mack, but we, like... But it's basically like that video of those two gay boys fighting over Selena Gomez and Rita Ora.
Wait, no. Which one is that?
Or who is it?
It was,
Rita Ora and...
No, it was like Zara Larsson.
Zara Larsson.
She's a Zara Larsson's Nigerian woman of color. That's what she is.
I know those people. My friend filmed that video.
What?
Yeah. Or she posted it. My friend Sav, like, posted the video.
A historic moment.
Yeah, I know that kid. His name is Harry. And the other one is Ronnie.
Harry and Ronnie.
Wow. Yeah, Ronnie's... You guys don't know Ronnie? He's like a stalker of Selena Gomez.
Yes, he's... And Demi Lovato.
Yeah, he's fucking creepy boots. He's so scary.
Honey and Ronnie. What are their names?
Harry and Ronnie.
Harry and Ronnie. I'm scared. You guys gave me a giggle. History. Yeah, you made history. They're going to talk about this in the books.
Also, wait. Not to, like, burst your bubble, but that video is fake.
Zara Larsson's not Nigerian.
I hope the mic picked that up. Who is Zara Larsson, though, actually? Is she, like, actually famous? Like, big? Uh-huh. She's one of those people, like, where you go to their Spotify and you're like, you have 15 million monthly listeners, and I, like...
Rita Ora, Bebe Rexha, Zara Larsson.
Same person.
Yeah, but I don't know what any of them look like.
Bebe Rexha and Rita Ora are actually...
I love Bebe Rexha. She's a girl fun boss. Show.
She got drunk and didn't finish it?
I don't think she was drunk. She just, like, kind of just brought this random kid up on stage, kissed him, brought her dad out, started crying. Then nobody cheered when she asked
She brought her dad out?
Yeah, okay. So, first of all, she was, like, 30 minutes late. And then she comes out. She, like, sings a song, brings this random kid on stage, kisses him, tells us all that her pussy's sweating. And then she asked if we wanted this one song, and not that many people cheered. And then she was mad and left the stage for maybe 10 minutes. Comes back with her dad, starts crying.
She was mad because no one cheered?
Yeah, she left the stage for like 10 minutes. And then she came back with her dad and then started crying and then just like left.
If this gets 100,000 retweets, I'll drop my album early. Was that Rita Ora or BB REXA? It was someone.
It was not BB REXA.
I think it was.
No, it was not.
No, she's the one that...
She should have released it.
She should have.
I met her. She was mad at me. I was wearing the BB brand, like not BB merch. I was wearing the BB brand, and she goes, "Next time, get my merch." And she also was late to that, and I was like, "I'm sorry, I will next time."
That sounds like a fucking Azalea Banks meet and greet. Why was she mad at you?
I don't know. I'm sorry, BB REXA. Welcome, okay. Adam.
Welcome, our friend Adam. Guys, our friend Adam.
If you want something in life, just ask.
Our friend Adam is begging for attention as usual.
It's Adam.
What do you want to talk about?
I thought I was getting interviewed.
Yeah.
About what? What's up, Adam?
How do you guys know each other?
You're Mr. Talkity Talk.
I met Adam at a Troye Sivan concert when I was 16.
Yeah.
And I only knew of him prior because he got the fucking Wild tape that I wanted.
The Wild tape, I did.
So he's kind of a cunt for that. Mm-hmm.
I met Everybody Adam at youth
Can
group.
I say cunt?
Wait, yeah. I met Adam at youth group.
Yeah, and it was really scary because he was talking about something super serious too.
Yeah.
At youth group. Actually, the first time I met Ian was actually really uncomfortable because
when did the first time you guys actually met?
When we went to Cedar Point.
Oh, holy shit!
Was
the first
lot.
Time I met
This was the second was time I've ever met Ian in real lot. Life too.
The first time I met Adam, literally.
Was that the first time you met Bray too?
I think so. I had to. What's that? What's the word? 505-5015 What is it called? When like someone calls
5150 I know what you're talking. Like when you get like arrested, but like
no, you have to like call the cops on someone who's like.
Yeah.
I had to do that while I was like
going to Cedar Point.
Cedar Point.
Yeah. And to lighten the mood, we decided to stop at Adult Mart.
Yeah, so we're all wearing matching Lil Nas X shirts. Ian's sobbing his eyes out in the back seat of my car. Me, Adam, and Bear just kind of like, ooh, what's going on? And then we went to Adult Mart for fun. Then we went to Cedar Point.
We listened to Katy Perry, Never Really Over.
Just because of the rhythm.
That song makes me think about that person checking themselves.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was actually really awkward. I was literally in the back seat like, oh, it's just, they're gonna die if we don't do something. And then they were like,
who are you?
That's fucking mean. You wouldn't help a random stranger. That really shows the kind of
yeah.
Actually, I'm not helping strangers again after that guy was homophobic after he was
holy
did we talk
shit.
About this already?
I don't think so. We went to Subculture. Oh my god, me and Ian, okay, sorry, one topic at a time. We went to Subculture, we come back out after. There's this kid on the floor, looks like he's like in and out of like being conscious, kind of, just because he was so drunk.
Yeah, he was fucked.
So we were worried about him. So I'm like, let's freaking help him. So I'm trying to talk to him. I'm like, hey, like, we're just going to get him an Uber. We're like, where do you live? And then he's like,
I don't know.
And then I was like, are you like here with anyone? So Ian's trying to like see if he's here with anyone.
Because I was sober that night. So I was like,
yeah, so we're just like,
find
someone.
What's going on? Yeah, we were trying to figure out friends. I was like, what's your phone? You need charge? Blah, blah, blah. We were being so nice to this fucking kid.
And also, while I'm sitting there talking to him, he's doing that,
like vomiting on himself almost. Like,
yeah, like falling over, whatever.
Like, I bought him a water.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out how to get this kid home, whatever.
We're really amazing
then
people.
Ian walks over, has his puff in his hand, and the kid is like, hey, can I eat? You say it.
Yeah, he was like, can I hit your puff? And I was like, yeah, whatever. So I hand it to him, and he goes, oh, by the way, like, don't try to do any gay shit to me. And I snapped out of his hand, I said, what? And then I started to freak out, and I was like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, we're literally just trying to help you. And then I was like, you're talking about all this fucking, how you don't like this gay, blah, 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 because you, like, kept going. And then I was like, where are all the straight people? Nowhere, bitch. Like, they fucking left you here to die in the street, cunt. And then I was like, now all the fucking gay people are trying to help you and you don't want it. Fuck you. And then I, like, stormed off.
And then I just still didn't want to leave him, but also just, like, don't do that.
I did.
But we're still trying, like, me and, who are we with? David, me and David are still like, hey, like, where the fuck do you live? And then he's just like, still being rude, and I'm like, don't be fucking homophobic. And then he has the fucking
run away at the end too?
Him?
Yeah, didn't he just run off?
He just disappeared because I was like yelling at him, like, don't be fucking homophobic. Like, we're trying to fucking help you. You can sit here if you want. And then he has the fucking nerve to look at me and go, just be kind. Like, just be kind. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Girl, I just stopped running to help you.
Yeah, after he told me to be kind after he was homophobic to Bestie, I was just like, never fucking mind. And then I got up.
And then he just ran away. Yeah. I still hope he's okay, but like, fuck you.
I hope you're fine, but I hope maybe you got locked out of your dorm. What did you say?
It was just funny. He just said, you do. Like, I always don't know if you're serious or don't give a fuck. I know, about what's coming out.
My favorite thing about Adam is when you talk to him, like, say something to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Say something to me.
Yeah, what are we doing later today?
For sure. it seems like maybe he doesn't actually want to talk to you, but he's just, like, reassuring the conversation the whole time you're talking.
Did you actually just
That was
do-
stop, but I was
that's what so I mean. Real. It's my favorite thing ever.
So awkward.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah. And now I'm gonna listen to everything I'm saying.
No, I love it.
Yeah, you should be insecure.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to fancy schmancy dinner Boots tonight.
Sunset Boots Tower Hotel.
Yes,
sir. Deep in a ghost store.
That is Boots, so mama the house.
I just purr mama sis the house down.
Literally, hunty.
I know, slay. I hate gay people.
Why would you say that?
I love them.
You're wearing a fucking anime.
Oh my god. I asked Emmy if I should wear this. I was like, someone's gonna say something.
Why are you rubbing your butt against us?
I'm not.
You're all sitting like only on my legs.
No, I'm not.
So much
on Emmy. I'm giving so much weight on Emmy.
Yeah.
So.
You should probably work on your thigh strength.
No, because I can feel like your right ass cheek like rubbing against me.
Yeah.
Super awkward.
You guys can Venmo me after.
Goodbye.
Thank you for watching, guys. If you need help,
you can
we're going to have people soon, by the way.
We have people.
Well, we're going to get guests again. We're
you
just waiting because we're in a fucking basement.
You can listen to this podcast every
Wednesday
and watch it every single Friday. I have to shit.